This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
I think I'm being interrogated. I got this spotlight.
Spotlight right
shining over down, and it's like, okay, I did it, I swear. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure I did it.
You did it.
Yeah, you blame me for everything, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go. Well, so there you go. It just fits. Yep. But I want to say that we are here with a special friend, James. Say hello,
He's
James.
He's a normal person. He's special. Okay. I'm special.
Well, I like me.
I like you too, so there you go.
I'm not saying like he doesn't ride the short bus special.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen him on the bus. His favorite flavor is not window.
And is that yours?
Of course.
No, we just talked about this, but I do love the Windex. Glass of Windex is delicious.
Well, that comedian, the amazing Jonathan, part of his routine, he grabs a bottle of Windex, opens it, and drinks it. And like, everybody's like, oh, my God. He goes, what? It keeps me from streaking. That was good.
That's pretty cute.
So, yeah, James is, you're a youngin'. You're, what, 24?
I'm 27.
27.
Oh, you look younger.
Still youngin'. Yeah.
Still youngin'.
God bless you with that.
Yeah, God, I wish I had that kind of energy and everything else.
And he is a single man in the
lifestyle.
Yeah.
How long have you been in the lifestyle?
Kind of dabble back and forth for... I don't know.
That's a phrase you might not want to use.
Dabble back and forth.
Sometimes I feel like some nuts, and sometimes I don't. Hey, if that's how it is, I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
No, I guess first time I met up with a swinger couple, I was 19.
Whoa, you started young.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
I bet. Do you like see them from time to time, or is that just...
So I still actually talk to the girlfriend. They've broken up since then, but she's not really in the lifestyle either anymore. Once they broke up, that kind of fell apart. But no, she was kind of like a mentor to me early on.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, she was great.
So what kind of mentoring did she do?
I don't know what to do with my penis. Can you help me?
That's true. I really did not know what to do with my penis. It was embarrassing.
No, not at all.
See, if I say that, if I go, I don't know what to do with my penis, can you help me? Donna's going to go, no, he doesn't know what to do with
that. Shut up.
No, first time I met her, I didn't even come inside her. She had me eat her out, and I came right there on the bed sheets.
Wow.
No, I mean, that's a lot of excitement.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it was the first time with an older woman or anything. Oh, it was exciting. No.
It is exciting.
Is that your preference, older women?
Not necessarily.
Just women. It's,
yeah, just women. Yeah.
All women.
Yeah, they have to be born a woman?
Yeah.
Hey. Must never own testicles at any time in their life.
I didn't really own them.
He just kept them in the purse.
Yeah, not, yeah. I had control of them.
I had control of them, but I didn't ownership. Own them.
I have controlling rights to them.
There's a difference.
So you've been in the lifestyle then 8 years? Off and on, you said?
Yeah, I guess 9 then.
Well, if you were 19 and you're 27.
I gotta do math.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not good at much, but I'm good at math.
Yeah. No, you're right. About 8 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, that's starting out pretty young. Yeah. I mean, Well, now that is one of the observations we've seen, that there are younger and younger people like on the swing website that are in their 20s and whatever. I'm like, I never would have even thought about that.
Well, the last show we did was about how the swinger websites are being used more and more for dating sites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, are you looking for a relationship, or are you just kind of like free
not against it? Yeah. If I find someone right, I would love to, but, no, I'm just getting laid.
Yeah. I'm going to start my own profile for that myself.
I think you should, dear. I think you'll do very well.
I don't think so, but
I'll try. Maybe we'll get the single women that we're trying to get. That's one thing we don't seem to have a lot of, or even women, just women in general, like as a couple, like, because I'm bi and I like to be able to play with women. I don't get that opportunity all that often.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the hostess at the party, I play with her. We had one other girl, but, you know, and all the other women at the party I can play with, sure. But
well, years ago, we had numerous women we played with.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like we had more women. Now it's like mostly men. But,
so,
you know.
So, James, tell us, what is the best and the worst experiences you've had in the lifestyle?
Oh gosh. Best experience, I went to a local club. I'm not sure if I'm allowed. Am I allowed to say like names like that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why not? I was at Secret Pleasures.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
I went to their lunchtime, like a, what is it? They have like a afternoon thing on Wednesdays. And I had brought a lady friend of mine, and she was having a great time. But towards the end of it, we ended up meeting this one couple. This girl was just very into me for some reason.
That's awesome. But,
Grab the
brass ring and run, baby.
Yeah,
seriously.
Don't ask questions.
Well, this was a brass plug that she had in the back, and it was probably the biggest one I've ever seen.
A butt plug.
She had a massive butt plug in, and she let me take it out and just...
She deflated.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Ow! Oh no!
Quick, put it back in.
Quick, blow her up and put it back in.
Sorry about that.
So yeah.
I'm just talking about my sex life. Pull the plug out, they deflate. I'm just hoping everyone else has the same experiences.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Well,
yours, the batteries fall out.
Batteries fall out. I'm done for.
Yeah, but she was definitely one of the best experiences. I ended up, we switched partners. So the friend I had come with was off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I was on top of her, just kind of going at it.
Right.
And, gosh, dream come true.
Nice.
Worst experience, I think. I still don't know what was going on with this one girl. I was a single woman. I went over to her house. She blew me.
So far, so good.
Yeah, that was good, but she was...
Up to that point.
She was absolutely hammered first thing. Like, she was there just belligerently drunk by herself. I was a little worried. Yeah. I was kind of debating whether I should do it or not, but...
Right.
And overall, I think the horny guy in me kind of just let it happen.
Yeah, you know, I'll put this out there as a warning. If you're in that kind of scenario... You show up to play with a single woman who's inebriated and in whatever manner. I personally, as tempting as it is, I would back away.
Yeah.
Because they could sit there and go, oh, you took advantage of me. I'm not saying it would happen, but it could.
Now, looking back, I definitely felt some regret about it. But so she blew me. I was in her house. All of a sudden she went, okay, I need to go to the bank, and left her own house.
And you were in it?
I was still in her house, and she left.
Whoa.
It's like, what? Do I just go?
Well, did you pay her in cash, or did you?
No, it wasn't that kind of thing. Like, it
was, I was like, oh, I got to go make a deposit. Hang on.
Hang on, bitch.
I'm trying to make a deposit.
It was just so confusing.
Look, I'm withdrawing, I'm depositing, I'm withdrawing, I'm depositing.
That doesn't sound like it's bad. It does sound confusing and a little bit put off, but...
Well, it leaves you questioning, like, did she have fun?
Yeah, yeah. It's
it
like,
didn't even feel it. It felt like something that she felt like she had to do. Like it.
There's no other man there saying.
Did you look for like blinking red lights hidden someplace?
No.
Maybe she was recording it for her husband or something.
No, I don't think any of that was going on. But
usually people like that have that fetish will at least enlighten you. Like,
look, no, they're not.
No, you don't think so? Mm-mm.
A lot of people just sit there and do it because that's half the mystique.
That is it. Well, okay, I get it.
You know.
I thought maybe you'd be like, let them in on the situation, but guess not.
Well, it depends. They could have that fetish. They could have the fetish where, you know, they could be like, oh, you fuck me better than my husband or whatever.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of cuckolding is going on there. Could be. So many different shades of cuckold. I don't even know where to begin.
I don't want to get into it again.
Well, the only thing that really confused me was she went to go to the bank, but it was night. It was late at night.
Maybe she went to go to hit the ATM to get money to pay you.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Did you already leave? Is it what?
I left right after that. Like, she pulled out of the driveway, which also concerned me because she was drunk. A mess.
You don't even know if she even got home then.
I never talked to her again. I was like, none of this feels right.
Yeah, in that situation, here's a stupid question, but do you lock the door?
No.
Because you'd sit there and go, well, what if she only has her car keys? Doesn't
exactly.
Have
key, you know? I wouldn't lock the door.
I did not do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave it wide open, but I wouldn't lock it.
I wouldn't put
it.
The for steal sign up. Yeah,
for steal. Yeah,
no, I politely left and just never came back.
Yeah.
You didn't text her say, hey, you had a great time. lie.
No, it's a situation you don't want to get in again.
Yeah, no, I...
Wow, you just...
Yeah, I'll never figure out that one.
Yeah. So what's a situation you would like to be in? What's your fantasy you haven't had yet?
Donna.
That's not much of a fantasy. Come on, you can do better than that.
I have that fantasy, too. I want to have Donna.
Oh, I guess it's not me. You don't have a new Donna on your board, do you?
No.
Oh. You want this Donna, not the...
Donna!
Exactly. I'll enlighten you. My husband has this.
I used to.
Well, yes, but you still have him downloaded. There's a comedian. Her name is Shelley Belly. She does Shelley Belly comedy, but in her skit, she does a lot of trailer trash type comedy. Well, okay. One of her whorish, disgusting neighbors' name is Donna. And Donna doesn't wear panties. Donna whores herself around. I'm a whore for sure. It's hysterical, you know.
So you get on Instagram and follow this woman. Yeah, she'll do like little skits where she's yelling down the street.
Donna! You know? Girl, get over here. Put some damn panties on. And then there's like ones like the old man.
Don't wear a see-through dress. Your meat curtains are hanging down.
Meat curtains hanging down. Or apparently I have an older gentleman that I entertain. Donna. Is that your boyfriend? Well, get him out of the wheelchair, girl. God damn, he's going to die before you get him. Oh, she goes on and on. She's hysterical. She's really funny. So. And a little sexual thing. But my name is part of it, so therefore.
It fit. So, in so many ways.
I wear panties. I wear panties.
No,
well,
I'll talk about the panty thing. Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. The panty thing.
I've never had a lover who's in a wheelchair this week. I have some older.
She's put a few in wheelchairs.
Well, that's different. I mean, I've had older gentlemen who are a little older than me, but they're not in wheelchairs.
Yeah,
That could be interesting. You know, you can stand up on the wheelchair, grind your pussy in their face. I mean,
you had the one guy who suffered a stroke.
Who suffered a stroke, sure.
And he kind of had some problems with
his arms.
And
yeah,
shit.
So it was kind of like that. Close. I mean, it's...
One guy broke his ankle.
That didn't stop a whole lot, though.
I'm just saying.
Where are you finding these people?
Yeah, where was that? It was... We're still shooting up there with...
No.
The guy
that broke his ankle was your younger man who went upside. You went upside.
Oh
down.
Mr. L.
You know who? Scuba Steve.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Was the guy who had the stroke?
Well, I'm not sure if it was a stroke or not. I mean, he drove here like one handed, like the whole one side of his
He didn't have a stroke on the way here. He had it previous.
He had it previous or oh, some yeah, kind of
I
some kind of disability.
That wasn't part of the show.
So he poor guy is left-handed, and that's the hand that doesn't work. So he's driving with his non-dominant hand all the way here, and we're trying to fill out paperwork, and it was like
kid. It wasn't
poor,
legible.
It wasn't legible. Oh, poor guy. Geez. Yeah. So it worked out well. I mean, his dick worked great. I mean, that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, I guess that's the important part.
So. That is the important part. I
it's
mean,
the only part you really want.
You know, it doesn't matter if he can't, you know, grab me or anything. I had one good arm, and that was fine. I
mean, sure. Was, you're not that big.
Well. I'm not that big. Yeah. There's not that much to grab. It was fine.
But
so, you know, you got to look past these physical problems, you know, and it wasn't, it's only temporary.
But yet, when you and I go in the bedroom, you bring up all my.
All the physical problems. Yeah. Well, you know, I just too many to really. So, how about...
Yeah, how about the Phillies?
Okay. So. It's not even spring.
Eagles.
So. Okay, Eagles, all right.
But,
Or whatever sports team you like.
Whichever.
Insert sports team name here. Yeah. We're not in sports, so we don't know what's going on.
So, you know, one of the things is, would you be considering maybe in the future wanting to shoot stuff with Donna?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. That'd be fun.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
All right. Mm. Well, Donna has to do an interview process.
Okay.
Yeah, watch out. It's a tough one. Oh, I mean, it's a hard one.
Wow, that wasn't too cliche. What? Did not see that one coming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G. We're going to be fucking cliche.
See what I mean? All the shit I put up with constantly. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So does Donna's height bother you that she's like elf size?
I was a little surprised when I first saw her. I didn't realize you were as small as you are, but I like it.
Everybody says it. Everybody says when they see the pictures I've taken of her,
I
they go,
you're a 5'6".
You look so much taller in the pictures.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if Vince takes the pictures, he's literally laying on the ground.
I didn't realize in the profile, those pictures are 1:1. they're life size.
They're life size. True. Okay. Got me there.
Yeah. Unless you're looking at it on your phone, then they're a little smaller.
A little smaller. Yep.
So
I jump out and I'm like, you know, 2 feet tall, 2 inches tall, you know. Even 2 feet tall would be pretty short. I'm like,
I mean, you're not far off, but
no, not by a whole
you're
lot.
About halfway there.
Yeah, I'm halfway there. Someday I will reach 5 foot.
Okay.
In my dreams, I'll reach 5 foot.
As you get older, I hate to tell
you. Yeah,
it's
going down the other way.
You don't go up, you go down.
You go down. So. Damn, gravity sucks. So if I was going to shoot with you, what do you have for me?
What do I have for you?
Yeah, like what kind of package do you have for me?
Oh, well.
Do I think
it's kind of the standard model.
Well, the standard model.
Amazon left this down the bottom of your driveway.
Oh, great. Awesome. Yeah, I had to get the damn tape and shit off you. My God, Amazon, they're carting around people now.
No, but don't rule it out.
Don't rule it out.
I've got no complaints about
Well, why don't you start the most rudimentary thing?
Okay.
Is he a good kisser?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Backwards? Go backwards? Okay.
You know what?
You got to start with the rudimentary and get to the advanced class.
That's why you're the director.
And the brains. And the looks.
Yes, dear. You're all those things.
In my world, I am. Okay, so.
Oh. Very nice.
Okay. Is there enough tongue going on there?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just doing the lip thing, which is kind of nice. Mmm. There you go. Now we got some tongue.
Okay.
I see. Oh, we got bit my lip.
He's got the hand action going while he's kissing.
Yeah, that's
nice. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Multitasker. Very nice.
Okay. So.
Good kissing. I like that. Okay. I like kissing because it gets me like. Gets me going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kissing's important.
But you skipped right over it.
Well, you know, sometimes, I want to see what the package is. I want to go to the meat and potatoes.
So you're You want to take the advanced class.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I do jump. I'm sorry about that. I should take things a little more slowly.
Well, then
you can go as fast as you want.
See, he's okay. He
got his
with
motor
it.
Running. No. Okay. So you might need to move his microphone out of the way.
Yeah, move the microphone.
Mute his mic. Okay. And you can move that out of the way. You might pull it out of the way more.
Okay.
That way it doesn't get kicked. There we go. No, your mic's on.
Okay. I can't hear
it. I don't hear it either. Why is. Oh, you know what? Go ahead. Now try it. There we go.
What'd you do to me? You're always turning my mic off.
Because we ran the wires here.
Oh, okay.
I assumed you were the one, but you weren't. You're the other one. So,
okay.
Oh.
Okay. So.
I'm going to unwrap the package now.
Okay. All right. So we're in the process of undoing
unzipping.
Of the pants. I'll give them the play-by-play, so to speak. Okay. Yeah. Might be easier to stand up.
Yeah, you can just stand up. Oh, hello.
Oh. Okay. So Donna has taken matters into her own hand and mouth. So let me turn up the one mic over there.
So, is this one still on?
That's the hot mic. Yep.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna bring it down so you can see me and or hear me.
Oh yeah,
sloshing.
I'm gonna see you through the mic. Yeah.
I meant hear me sloshing. Oh, shut up! I don't want to use your guff. You know what I meant. Got a nice shaved cock. I mean, it's like all nice and shaved and cleaned up. I love that. Nice and smooth. Got to run it over my lips.
Is she doing a good job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Mm.
It's nice meeting you guys.
Lovely.
There's no table manners. She's talking with her mouth full.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So.
I'm going to try to get into a better position.
Well, why doesn't he stand up?
Want to stand up? Okay, sure. Give that a
shot. Might be easier if he stands up.
Sometimes.
You can take your shoes off. There you go. Just watch your beer so you don't. That's alcohol abuse.
Yeah,
we don't tolerate that.
We
stand firmly against alcohol abuse.
Oh, my.
Or I'm sitting firmly against alcohol abuse right now.
Okay, you're
sitting, for those who want to know what I'm drinking.
Oh, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking New Riff bourbon.
Oh,
so.
It smelled really good.
It is good. It's very delicious. But anyway, no. So.
Okay. I have a penis in my face. Excuse me. Uh-huh.
So now you can give attention to the balls too.
You really shaved up nice.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So.
My balls like.
So many men like to have their balls licked and sucked.
What's there not to like?
I know.
Feels good. It feels good. So, will his penis fill the openings in your movies?
I think so.
Okay. Now, do you find yourself to be a large cum giver or average cum load giver?
Depends on the day.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Good portion of the time, probably, yeah.
I think he's trying to concentrate here.
I'm trying not to have dead air.
Oh, my God.
I would love to have a big cum load in my mouth or my face. Lick your balls some more. I'm tasting pre-cum.
Well, now, does he get to try tasting your pussy?
I would love to.
Oh, yeah, let's give that a shot.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I would love that.
It might, you know, help him deliver the mother load.
I would love the mother load.
Okay.
I'll quick get undressed.
Then Don will get undressed, and they will do what they're doing. With the get the various treatment. Stages of undress. So, so what's the oldest woman you've been with?
There was another woman that was mid-60s.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a little older than me, but close.
You're bearing down on mid-60s. I am. Donna's 63.
I'm 63. Good Lord, who would have thought I'd be this old?
None of us think, we pray we get that old, but there's
no guarantee.
No guarantee, so.
Oh, okay. Hey, youngster.
Okay, now you can.
Back and.
Do you want to drop the back on that thing while you're there, Donna? The futon drops back and.
No, I can't.
Okay, we'll stand up and pull the futon out a little bit. Watching the beer.
Always watching the beer. Okay. Always,
there you go. Now you can lay down. Yeah. And is that heater going to burn you? Make sure you don't.
No. I
don't want to set his socks on fire because his feet are still in them. Okay. So now he gets to move Donna's mic closer to her.
Yeah, I got that.
There we
I
go. Can, I aim it do down. A, there we go. Do okay. Donna's
got a very pretty pussy. Oh.
Yeah. We just had that shipped in. The other one was kind of haggard.
That was kind of beat. This new pussy works so much better. Oh, hold on. I like it. Oh, yeah, do that clit. Oh, my. Oh, he's sucking on my clit just the way I like. Flicking his tongue up and down my lips. Oh, my God. That's nice. Oh, my God. Yeah, get that tongue in there. Get that tongue in my. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, he's kissing inside of my thighs. Oh, I like that tease. Now he's going back in. Oh, grabbing that clit and sucking on it, kind of like pulling on it. Oh, that's. Oh, he's running my clit. Oh, he's got it. Oh, he's like. Oh, sucking right on it. Oh, that's nice. Oh. Well, you keep doing that. Oh, my God. That could do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, right on my clit. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep that little, whatever, that little suction going on there on my clit. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep doing that. I like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're sucking on my clit. Then take your tongue and, like, flick it up and down. Oh, yeah. Right there. I want to fuck your face. Oh, slide one finger in. I know that'll do it. Just slide it just a little bit. Tease me with it. Oh, you slide that finger in just real. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Just tease it in. Oh, yeah. Don't give it to me all at once. I want to be teased. I love being teased. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Slide it a little bit more. Yeah. Get that finger in there. Oh, and fuck your face. Oh, and fuck your face. Oh, yeah. Oh, like right there. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, that was good. Oh, my God. He's going back. I'm sensitive. Watch that. Oh, yeah. Where's that cock? I need to suck on it. Hello.
Your headphones are all disheveled.
My hair is all messed up. Do I get to taste you? I want to taste your cum. I hope I can.
Turn the mic towards you. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh. I want that cum splatter all over my face. Cock is so hard. It's a nice thick cock. I feel it up my mouth. Getting a mouthful. Oh yeah, there it is. There it is. Wow, your cum tastes great.
Thank you. I try.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Wow. Next time, I want to fuck you. I just want to taste your cum, though. I was being greedy. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Spank me later. You can see you hated that so much.
I know. Sometimes you're just standing up, though. It's hard to cum this way, I would think.
No, I enjoy it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Pretty woman mouth on your dick.
Yeah, but if you're standing up, it's like your legs go numb. And blah, you know the...
I stand a lot. Of course, my dick's not out, but, you know. It's like,
I don't know. I can't. I have a hard time coming if I'm not lying down.
Well, for a woman, it's different than a man.
You think?
Sure. A man trying to eat your pussy while you're standing is a little more difficult.
It is more difficult.
You can't really get in there to nooks and crannies.
No, even if I use like a toy or something, it's harder for me to. I mean, I can come standing up, but I'm afraid I'm going to fall over because I
clean his dick up. Don't talk to me.
I is cleaned up. God, he's so demanding, isn't he?
Yeah.
Thank you, James. That was fun.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That was wonderful great. Fun.
I don't think you passed the audition.
Oh, well, we may have to do it again.
Give him a second chance?
Yeah, a second chance. Oh. Yeah, sometimes the callbacks.
Yeah, stage fright. You know.
A stage fright. Yes, you did not have any stage fright.
I don't feel he really felt the part.
I didn't feel the part.
I felt it.
I'm going to put the futon back up. So.
How does this work?
Just pull it straight up.
Straight up.
Not too much. Okay. There you go.
That's pretty good.
So, yep. But, okay.
Oh, God, that was so much fun.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So,
I think you passed.
There you go.
That's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So, yeah.
Looks like he's still ready and raring to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can go a few times. Yeah,
holy
youth
shit.
Is on his age. Youth is on his side of me.
Oh, my God. to be a young man, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Gosh, I got to say, your pussy tastes great.
Oh.
It does. It really does.
Like the more turned on I get, like the sweeter it gets, I've noticed. Like when I finger myself and I taste it, it's like it gets more and more like sweeter, if that's you could say that.
Sure, I get that.
Like there's more.
So what, do you want to put the back down and climb on top and we can still do the podcast while you're riding them?
Sure. Do I want
to
phase two?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, just continue.
That sounds fantastic.
Like part two of this saga.
Yeah, just drop the back again. Pull it up towards us all the way. Now go back. There you go. Now you lay it down. Let her climb on top.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
And then just pick which microphone you're going
to
use.
I'll try to, you know.
James, you're going to put your head up at this end?
This end.
Put your head there. Donna can make her adjustments. Okay. And then,
this will be fun with the headphones on.
Well, you guys don't need the headphones. You don't even need to hear me. We're not doing a live show.
I think I'll take them.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Okay. So then let me turn that microphone up more so we can hear all the ongoings.
All the oohs and ahs.
The sloshes and slurps. And so this will be an extended audition process.
I'm about as extended as I can get.
That's a good one.
You're pretty extended. Yeah.
James made it funny. So that was good. I liked that. That was, you know, if I was wearing a hat, I would I'd take it off to him. But, but he's fucking my wife, so that's all he gets. So.
I'm going to jump on now.
So now you're in for a treat because Donna's never had kids, and she's tiny, so that pussy is tight.
It's pretty tight. It's
My God.
It's pretty tight. It's like, oh, my God. You have to loosen me up.
So Donna is now on top.
Yes, and, I am. I'm on top.
He is fully inserted.
Yes. Fully inserted.
Yep, so.
Oh. Got to reach back and play with his balls a little bit. Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to try for a cream pie here, aren't we?
I like cream pies.
Oh, my God.
Fill my pussy up.
So for those who question what hot wifing is, this is kind of it, too.
Yeah,
this Donna's sitting here having fun with a young gentleman in front of me. She's now she's removing her. She has a shoulder brace. She's having shoulder issues.
In case sexy.
Wonder what that was.
Sexy shoulder brace.
Actually, James is removing his strap on.
And, oh my God!
Donna's removing her false leg.
Donna's putting on her strap on for him. What? This is the part of the interview process he was not aware of. So. Look at them. They're matching. She's got a black bra. He's got black socks. What a couple.
Oh, hey, I'm going to take off the bra.
God. Oh, God.
Oh, there we go. Now you can play with the titties.
These are beautiful.
I like them. Oh, he's filling up my pussy. Tell you what. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. These titties.
So, James is getting to start the new year off right.
Oh my God!
Oh, with a bang.
Yeah, so it's big.
Grab my hips.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Grab me. Oh yeah. Oh, dominant. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I gotta hold on so I don't fall off. Oh, wow, you're fun to ride.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wanna do a doggy?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, my God.
Let me just get off here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Wait, I'd like to lick my juices off your cock.
Oh, God.
As you should. We really should videotape these shows.
Yeah, I think we should. You never know what's going to happen.
No, you know.
I'm in doggy position here. I'm on all fours. Oh, yeah. He's coming in from behind. Ooh. Yeah, dude. Pussy, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God. My
clit. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I get to play with your balls, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, your cock's like the perfect size. Oh. Ah, it fills me up just right. Not too much. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. That is pussy.
Oh, I'm tightening it up on you. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, tighten up that pussy on you. Oh. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Oh, he's fucking me. Oh, he's pounding my little pussy. Oh my God, he's pounding me. Oh yeah. Oh, clears my clit. Oh yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh yeah, pound that little fucking pussy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I love it. You filled me up with all your cum. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh man, fill me up. Let it dribble out. Oh. Oh, I love that. Give me all your cum. I want all of it. Oh. Oh, I can feel your balls slapping against my pussy. Oh, right against my, oh, fucking clit. Oh, my God. Oh, can you hear that? You're slapping the shit out of me. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
This fucking pussy. Oh, my God. You are killing me. Holy shit.
I'm killing you only with kindness.
With kindness. Oh, my God.
Woohoo. Oh, we're going back to oral.
That was fun.
Do you cream pie? Do you get a cream pie?
No, but okay. Definitely close.
Yeah, I can stay up for a while.
Well, good. God bless you.
More than once is sometimes a little tough.
That's okay.
I'm proud of it either way.
Yeah, no, no, my hat's off to you if I was wearing one.
Oh, nice. Oh, that was so much fun.
Sorry about that. Just swallowed my own saliva and I was breathing.
I say she's the one that should be choking right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Your cock's so big, he's choking.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm choking on that. I was saying I'm choking because I was trying to swallow my bourbon and breathe at the same time.
You know,
not multi-talented.
Can't do that.
No, I'm not multi-talented, that's for sure. All right.
Maybe we'll take a little breather. And
well, we'll just have to wrap up the show. I think we kind of got the interview process out of the way.
The interview process went very well.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
That was so much
we'll
fun.
Have to schedule some shoots with him, James.
I would love to.
Yummy, that was fun.
You are awesome. Oh, my God.
Okay, well.
We'll say goodnight then.
Okay, everybody. Say goodnight then.
Goodnight, everyone.
Hey, goodnight, everyone.
I'm going to quick do the plugs. If you want if you want to email us, you have to please email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for some great personal lubricant, please go to spunklube.com. And when you get to the checkout area, type in hotwife, all one word, you'll get a 10% discount. If you want to see some of Donna's fun like she's having here, go to hotwifedonnalynn.com and you'll see everywhere she's posting. Yeah. Again, don't forget to check out the new Swinger magazine we're putting together. That is at a website called 50 Shades of Pleasure, and that's FIFTY shadesofpleasure.com. And I'm also putting together my old cigar magazine again. So go check out thecigarlounger.com if you have interest in cigars and bourbon. So with that, we are going to go because Donna is still kind of occupied.
A little occupied.
So we want to thank James for coming over and fucking my wife.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I didn't have you. She had you.
Okay, I had you.
So with that said, we're going to, again, and have a great, healthy, and happy new year.
Yes. Have a great night, everybody.
Yeah, have a great night. Thank you.